It's exactly 7 o'clock on the nose. Here's the news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world.
11 days to go until the election, and former President Donald Trump likened undocumented immigrants to garbage at a rally in Tempe, Arizona. He warned about the dangers of voting for Kamala Harris.
If you want your Medicare looted by 21 million illegal aliens until there's nothing left, and by the way, if they ever got in, the border will be immediately opened, and you'll have 200 million people come in here.
He'll tape a Joe Rogan podcast today. The vice president has an appearance with Beyonce in Houston after a star-studded rally near Atlanta last night.
Even if you're just dancing in the dark.
Bruce Springsteen told
the
crowd,
"She's running to be the 47th president of the United States. Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant."
Harris insisted,
"Make no mistake, we will win."
A judge in Ohio has struck down a state law that banned nearly all abortions, citing last year's referendum that enshrined abortion rights in the state constitution. Loyola Law's Lori
Evanson. In Ohio, like in many states, it's the voters who are saying, we don't want to ban abortion. And that is going to be the law, contrary to the old laws that might be on the books.
Joe Biden will travel to Arizona, where he'll become the first American president to make amends to Native Americans for education abuses. CBS's Linda
Kenyon. Interior Secretary Deborah Holland, the first Native American ever to hold that post, says the president will issue an apology to Indian nations for abuses suffered by Native children who were forced to attend federal Indian boarding schools.
Tens of thousands of indigenous children, as young as 4 years old, were taken from their families and communities.
The Washington Post issued a detailed report on abuses suffered by Native children at those schools.
The Menendez brothers could be close to getting out of prison 35 years after they murdered their parents at their mansion in Beverly Hills. L.A. District Attorney George Gascon.
I came to a place where I believe that under the law, resentencing is appropriate.
He says he believes Eric and Lyle Menendez were subjected to years of abuse and molestation. If the parole board, a judge, and Governor Newsom all approve, their life without parole sentence could be thrown out. After 8 months in space.
And splashdown.
Four astronauts return to the Gulf of Mexico on a SpaceX capsule from the International Space Station. Their trip was delayed by Hurricane Milton. S&P futures are up 15. Dow futures ahead. 87. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. The driver that crashed into a Racine home was injured, but he is expected to be okay. You've likely seen the video by now of that home fully engulfed near 16th and Memorial. Luckily, that home was vacant and no one was inside. Police say a 31-year-old man was behind the wheel, possibly speeding. He hit a pole and then the house. Investigators are still looking into the situation. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where second gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them, to actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Emhoff had Maryland Governor Wes Moore along for the ride, along with Tony West, the VP's brother-in-law. Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. And Kenosha is where a student nutrition effort kicks off today. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley will unveil a $300 million budget proposal focused on student nutrition. The initiative comes in response to a survey which showed that 25% of Wisconsin high school students experienced hunger due to a lack of food at home. A statement says the announcement will mark a significant step towards ensuring all Wisconsin students have access to healthy meals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southbridge Mall and Gurnee Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southbridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN weather. Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Food is so complicated as an adult. It's just, when you see people in the supermarket, they're just sweating it out. Nobody knows, what do I eat? The protein, the carbs, the fat content. Oh my God, fat content. I'm just walking up to each other. You look pretty good. What are you eating? Maybe I'll eat that. The whole supermarket itself is designed to break down your sense of having any life outside the supermarket. It's like a casino. There's no clocks, no windows, no easily accessible exits. You ever not buy anything in the supermarket and try and get out of there? It's impossible. There's no way out. You can see what happens to people. When they're walking up to the supermarket, they really have a whole sense of purpose. I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, I'm going to pay for it, I'm going to get out of here and get right back to my normal life. You see that same person 10 minutes later just... What aisle is this? Why did I come up here? I'm always noticing something new. Oh, they got them in mesquite flavor now. What is mesquite? I wonder if it's made from mosquitoes.
can't help myself. The Four Tops, 7-Eleven now. Local news and timeless hits for you. WRJN on a Friday morning. Are you hungry? Looking for a bite to eat? The North Korean government owns a chain of restaurants that has locations in several other countries, including China, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Malaysia. They serve dog meat. Still hungry? In just a few moments, we're going to talk to Dick Recepa. The high school playoffs, the football playoffs, begin tonight.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul. Girl, 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 you're going to set me on fire. My brain is flaming. I don't know. Light my
this. Local news and timeless hits to WRJN 717 on your Friday morning. Here's an odd but true. Washington College had to change their logo because part of it was in cursive handwriting, and kids these days aren't learning cursive and couldn't read their logo. Isn't that something, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're getting on in years and trying to get on the Golden Bachelorette just to meet girls, here is one girl you will not have a shot at. Martha Stewart told Andy Cohen on his Watch What Happens Live podcast that she would never appear on the Golden Bachelorette, not even for big bucks, because the guys aren't hot enough. Soap icon Susan Lucci also stated she was contacted by the show, but declined. Are man boobs and beer guts out? Did I miss a meeting? Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer have finally buried the hatchet and ended their decades-long feud. On a recent episode of Danson and Woody Harrelson's Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, the two discussed their 30-year tiff. Danson said he recalled getting angry at Grammer on the set of Cheers, and it just sort of stuck. For 3 decades, Danson apologized to Grammer on the show, who said he had no hard feelings and all is now well. Thank goodness. In a related story, Ted Danson and Kelsey Grammer were in a decades-long feud. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete Schwabba locally at AM 540 WAUK.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. All right, got a few minutes now with Dick Graceffa. He calls our play-by-play for high school football. And Dick, tonight the playoffs begin. This is it. What can we expect tonight?
Yeah, tonight we're going to have a very good game between Racine Case and Oconomowoc. I mean, Case drew a very tough bracket to be in, so they got a very tough game against a team that comes out of probably the best conference in the state, the Classic 8, so it should be a very exciting game. It is a home game for Case, which is good, at Hammes Field, so expecting a good game and expecting a lot of people to come out for this game.
All right, there, Racine Case ranked number 3, Oconomowoc number 6, so it's pretty evenly set up there. This is the Level 1 playoff, first playoff game of the season. Pregame 5:30 this afternoon, the kickoff at 6 o'clock tonight under a clear, star-ridden sky tonight. Lots of stars out tonight. Lows 42 degrees. Perfect, perfect football weather.
I have to correct you, though, Don.
What?
The pregame's at 6:30 with the kickoff at 7 o'clock.
Oh, wow. What, how did it come out 5:30 here? Whoa, wait a second here. How did that happen?
That was last week's game in Kenosha.
Yeah, wow. Wait a second here. Let me correct that right there. Okay, now it's corrected. Pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock.
Yes.
All right.
So,
I have to be reprimanded. There's a rack here where they stretch me. If I make a mistake, oh no, back to the rack. All right, so that's coming up tonight. Now, the winner of this game will go on to what now?
The winner of this game will play the winner of Janesville, Craig, and McGuanago. And if Janesville, Craig would upset McGuanago, then Case would get a second home game. Otherwise, if Case wins tonight, we'll probably try to go to McGuanago next week for that game.
Wow, you got to keep track of all this stuff, especially with high school games because they're all over the state. And All right, so how many playoff games are there now? Who's in the playoffs locally here in Racine and Kenosha?
Okay, for us, it's Case, and then it's Burlington, Union Grove, Racine Horlick, Racine St. Catharines, Racine Lutheran. I think I got them all.
They're all in the playoffs, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
All in the playoffs. And again, my experience over the 23 years tells me that you can probably cut that in half after tonight. Probably have 3 or 4 that'll go advance to Level 2. Well, you got... One of the games is Burlington's playing Horlick, so one's going to be eliminated tonight. So,
yeah. All right. Well, let me just remind people that you can hear the game tonight, pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock on WRJN. Or if you have a relative out of town that wants to hear their little baby boy playing a football game tonight, it's streamed live at DG Sports. That's D as in Dick, G as in Graceffa. dgsports.mixlr.com. That's dgsports.mixlr.com. The game will be streamed live tonight, so if grandma's living out in Plover or out in Arizona somewhere, she can hear the game tonight on dgsports.mixlr.com. Okay, exciting game tonight. So once again, it's Racine Case, the Eagles, ranked number 3, hosting number 6 seed, the Oconomowoc Raccoons, in the WIAA Division I Level 1 playoff game. And it's 6:30 tonight, kickoff, 7 o'clock. Dick Graceffa is going to call the play-by-play under a starry sky tonight at Hammes Field. Should be good. We're all excited. Go Eagles. Well, go Oconomowoc. You don't know who to... When you're a radio station, you really can't play favorites, can you?
No.
And by the way, in case anybody wants to know, we also have football tomorrow. The Badgers will take on number 3 Penn State at Camp Randall at 4:30 p.m. And that's our pregame. And Sunday, we've got the Packers in Jacksonville playing the Jaguars. It's Breakfast with the Packers pregame, 10 o'clock Sunday morning. So high school football tonight, Badgers tomorrow, the Packers on Sunday. We're loaded all weekend with sports. And Dick, I know you do a great job, and we're looking forward to the game tonight. Under a starry sky. Should be a lot of fun. Thank you, Dick. Dick Graceffa. Have a good time tonight, Dick.
Thanks,
Dan. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. All right. It's 7:26 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Guess who it's time for? It's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
There was not much room in old Fred Williams' apartment to begin with. Barely enough for him alone. But when he saw this homeless mute shivering out in the street last winter, Fred brought him back to his flat, gave him a meal, a place to sleep for the night. And before he knew it, Fred Williams had a permanent roommate. Now, friends warned that his destitute guest would get Fred in trouble one day. Fred replied that some things are more important than staying out of trouble. Weeks went by, and sure enough, Fred's landlord did find out. This sort of thing was not permitted. The apartment owner informed his tenant there were shelters all over Chicago that dispensed this sort of hospitality, but not in his apartment building. You want to be a do-gooder, do your good somewhere else. He told Fred, either your friend goes or you're both homeless. Well, old Fred didn't feel too welcome himself after that. In fact, he was just wondering what in the world to do next when an even greater threat crept up silently from the shadows. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Fred Williams is a sound sleeper. He's sleeping soundly the night of May 17 until from the depths of some forgotten dream, he heard a voice beckoning him, a voice from the real world, an urgent cry from the once homeless house guest that Fred had believed to be mute. Fred was being hollered at and shaken and slapped in the face, and then he smelled the smoke. In an instant, he was bowled upright in bed, and moments later, he was groping through the gloom. Now let's flash forward. Fred Williams, dazed and coughing, is safely out in the street in front of his burning two flat. Firefighters are bodily restraining him. Let me go, Fred insists. Someone is still inside. He calls out to his roommate. No answer. And then Fred realizes, as he was being led from the blaze, he had somehow remembered the bell, and he had grabbed this bell. It was still in his hand, and now trembling curbside, tears streaming down his face, Fred rang that little bell with all of his might. After a seeming eternity of seconds, the once homeless, once mute, forever friend who had saved his life came stumbling from the burning building. The two of them, unharmed by the fire, embraced, have since found a place to stay where both of them are welcome. Fred calls it a miracle. What it was a life for a life. For once upon a spring night, the bread cast upon the waters returned it to Fred Williams, with a cry of alarm in his sleeping ear. By the way, the rescued who became rescuer, found cold and starving in a city byway last February, was summoned to dinner each night in Fred's apartment by the ringing of this dinner bell, the same sound that one night led him through the smoke to safety, reuniting Fred Williams and Sunkissed. Sunkissed, his miraculous, no longer homeless calico cat. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey, 725 and 1205, Monday through Friday on WRJN. And learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. 7:31, it's news time. Let's see what's happening. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. The driver that crashed into a Racine home was injured, but he is expected to be okay.
You've likely seen the video by now of that home fully engulfed near 16th and Memorial. Luckily, that home was vacant and no one was inside. Police say a 31-year-old man was behind the wheel, possibly speeding. He hit a pole and then the house. Investigators are still looking into the situation. A Kenosha bank converted into a rental space is where second gentleman Doug Emhoff roused supporters last night. It was a get-out-the-early-vote rally with live music filling the air. Emhoff acknowledged that time is running out for people to take action.
So our job over these next 12 days is to just get people to see what's right in front of them. Yeah. To actually listen to what Donald Trump is actually saying.
Right.
The words that are not only coming out of his mouth, but people who have been around him.
Emhoff had Maryland Governor Wes Moore along for the ride, along with Tony West, the VP's brother-in-law. Looking ahead, Pete Buttigieg looks for votes this weekend in the Fox Valley. J.D. Vance rallies in Racine Monday. Former President Trump returns to Titletown next Wednesday for a rally. And Kenosha is where a student nutrition effort kicks off today. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley will unveil a $300 million budget proposal focused on student nutrition. The initiative comes in response to a survey which showed that 25% of Wisconsin high school students experienced hunger due to a lack of food at home. A statement says the announcement will mark a significant step towards ensuring all Wisconsin students have access to healthy meals. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Effective transition and succession planning is crucial for ensuring the future success of your agricultural operation. Engaging in open discussions with family members can pave the way for a smoother process. Kelly Wilford, Farm Law Outreach Specialist with UW Extension, says to assist with this important journey, they offer programs designed to guide farmers through these steps.
Whenever we talk about transition or succession planning, it's something that you'll want to have an attorney on board for. There are a lot of conversations that might happen before that initial call to an attorney happens. So starting to set some expectations within your own family about what succession might look like, having some conversations about what you think you'd like the future to look like. At Extension, we're really proud to offer a number of programs to get you started on that, such as Cultivating Your Farm's Future, which registration is open for. That program will be held in February of 2025.
That's Kelly Wilford, Farm Law Outreach Specialist with UW Madison Division of Extension, along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. December corn is trading at 419. That is down 2.5 cents. November soybeans are trading at 989 and a quarter. That is down 7 cents. December wheat is trading at 580, down 1.5 cents. And July 25 wheat is trading at 613 and a half, down 1 3/4. On the dairy side of things, November Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2022 hundredweight. That is down 5 cents. And December Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2028 hundredweight, and that is down 12 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 187.5. That was down 3 1/4.
40-pound block cheese closed at 192 with no change. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at 265, down a half. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 62. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 56 on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
I got a postcard from my friend George. It was a satellite picture of the entire Earth. On the back, he wrote, "Wish you were here." Curiosity killed the cat, but for a while, I was a suspect. I was arrested today for scalping low numbers at the deli. Sold the number 3 for $28. I used to be a narrator for bad mimes. Why is it a penny for your thoughts, but you have to put your 2 cents in? Somebody's making a penny. I talk to myself a lot. It bothers people, though, because I use a megaphone. Why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song?
Say good morning to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don. How's everything today?
Good, 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 good. How many movies we got opening up this weekend?
You know, we've got two big ones that are opening up today, and they're both really good. The first one is Venom, The Last Dance. This is rated PG-13. It's a Marvel title, and it's being released by Sony Pictures. Tom Hardy plays Eddie and his symbiote, Venom, and this time they're on the run. They're being pursued by what seems like the military to try to capture them. There's a lot of great action in this one, as there is with any Marvel title. Some of the special effects are absolutely amazing. Let me tell you this one. If you've enjoyed anything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you are going to enjoy this action picture. It is Venom, The Last Dance. Watch it on the big screen, because it is absolutely spectacular.
You know, I'm not a big Marvel Universe fan, but I saw the trailer for this. It is spectacular looking.
Yeah, it's really neat. I've seen some scenes, and let's just say they are phenomenal to watch and great to watch on a big screen. So if you're looking for action, this one's a great one to go see. And the second one, which I think is another great thriller, it's called Conclave. And this is a PG-rated movie. It's a thriller. It's Conclave. Ralph Fiennes stars in this one, along with Stanley Tucci and John Lithgow. And Ralph Fiennes plays a cardinal. He's Cardinal Lawrence, and he's put in charge of what is basically the most sacred and ancient event in the Catholic Church, which is the choosing of the new pope. However, as the whole selection process unfolds, he finds himself in the middle of a conspiracy that could be tragic for the Catholic Church, and it goes on from there. It's a thriller. It's getting great ratings. So check this one out. You've got great talent in Conclave with Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci, and John Lithgow, and it should be another great selection for you this week at cinemas. So there's a lot to go see. In fact, if we take a look at last week's top five, you've got Venom, The Last Dance, and Conclave New, but there are some great pictures from, in fact, the top five movies of last week that are still out there. Last week, we had the A24 title, We Live in Time. This one was in limited release last week. This is a romance film. This is a romance film with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. And It's called We Live in Time. It's rated R. It was a limited release last week. It's expanding this week, so go check that out. At number four last weekend was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. And boy, is that going strong still. In the seventh week of release last week, this week it's in its eighth week of release, and people are still going out to see Michael Keaton in this classic character. For Halloween, you've got Terrifier 3, which has been a big surprise. At number two last week was The Wild Robot, which is an excellent family picture. And at number one last week was Smile 2, which is a horror movie. It's the sequel to Paramount's 2022 Smile. So when you look at everything you've got, the top five, We Live in Time, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Terrifier 3, The Wild Robot, Smile 2, and the new ones, which were Conclave and Venom the Last Dance. There's so much to go see. So if anything's going on this Halloween weekend or you just need to get an escape, there's plenty to do at the movies right now.
You know, they always do this list of the greatest movie quotes of all time. And you see the list occasionally. They have the usual suspects up there. One of my favorites is one that's not on the list. It's Beetlejuice saying, "It's showtime." I just love the way he says that. I use it here at the radio station when we're about to go on the air. I say, "It's showtime." Speaking about the Conclave, Ralph Fiennes, he was the bad, that evil Nazi in Schindler's List. Remember that movie?
Oh, for sure.
Remember how bad and evil he was in that film? I couldn't stand him, and I was so excited when Quiz Show came out. It was his next movie, and he played a normal person because I was frightened of this guy. He was so evil in Schindler's List. I never heard of him before that movie. And now I can deal with him because I've seen him in other movies over the years. So, you know, that was good.
Did you see The Menu?
No.
Okay, if anyone's seen The Menu, Ralph Fiennes plays the chef in The Menu. It's this dark comedy, this psychological thriller, and he is absolutely terrifying in the movie The Menu. So obviously he can play a lot of different shades at a lot of different sides, but in The Menu, I found him absolutely terrifying.
Well, in the Quiz Show movie, it was a real-life character he played. It was about the Quiz Show scandals of the 1950s on television, and he played a real-life guy, and he was such a normal person. I was so relieved because all I kept picturing was that evil Nazi from Schindler's List who was just evil personified. Speaking about scary things, love them or hate them, slasher movies are among the most popular films in the horror genre. Entertainment Weekly posted a list of the 21 best. We've got the top five. You ready? These are just slasher movies. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original from 1974. I don't think you see any slashing in that movie. I remember it. It was a big drive-in movie at the time. I don't think you see any blood and gore in that film. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Friday the 13th with Kevin Bacon playing one of the victims in that movie. That was interesting. Let's see. That was the original from 1980. A Nightmare on Elm Street, the original from 1984. Here's a slasher movie you really don't think of as being one, but Psycho. Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 classic. When you think about it, people always think of the shower scene with the slashing. So I guess it is a slasher movie. And number one from 1978, the original Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. So that's a pretty good list, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, that's a pretty good list. I suppose I was thinking of, you could probably throw one of the screams in there. But that one, it had the slasher character, but I don't know that you saw that much blood all the time, but that would be another one that I would think would be iconic and more recent,
Okay, this category is called Monster Transformation Movies. MovieWeb.com put out the top three. An American Werewolf in London from 1981. Remember when he turns into the werewolf? That's kind of frightening. One of my favorite movies, The Fly, with Jeff Goldblum from 1986, when he played Brendelfly. Remember that one? And this is another great film, another remake, but done so much better. The Thing, the John Carpenter version from 1982 with Kurt Russell. Do you remember when that head grew feet and legs and started crawling across the room? So that's another one of our categories, movie monster transformation films. And speaking about monsters, Entertainment Weekly ranked the best monster movies of all time. The top 10. Here we go. Number 10 was The Invisible Man from 2020. Then number 9 was the original Invisible Man with Claude Rains from 1933. Number eight from 1942, Cat People. Then The Fly with Jeff Goldblum on number seven. A movie called The Host. I don't quite remember that. Do you?
I don't remember that one. No.
It came at number six. Number five was Jaws. I don't consider the monster movie, but, you know, I guess it is. The original 1933 King Kong came out number four. The original Frankenstein with Boris Karloff playing the monster from 1931. That came at number three. Strange enough, the sequel, The Bride of Frankenstein, they said was better. Came out number two. And the best monster movie of all time wasn't Rodan, which is one of my favorites. Wasn't Mothra. Wasn't Ghidorah. It was Godzilla, the original Japanese version from 1954. I have to see Godzilla Minus One. It's finally coming out on DVD. I missed it in theaters, but I want to catch it on DVD because they say it's the best Godzilla movie of all time. Did you see it, Godzilla Minus One?
It is very good, and it is actually coming back to theaters as well. So take a look for that.
Which one? I didn't hear it. What'd you say?
Godzilla Minus One. Yeah. It will be back in theaters this November. So take a look for it to come back to theaters on a limited run. They're going to add some more footage. Yeah, it came out last December. So 11 months later, they're releasing it again. And a great movie. And it's the movie that gave Godzilla his Oscar, at least for some special effects.
Yeah.
So that's a good story there.
He finally got his Academy Award after 31 Godzilla movies. All right, we're talking to Brett Hoffman of Markets Theaters. We have more coming up with Brett here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Markets Theaters. We're talking movies this morning. We mentioned monster transformation movies a few minutes ago, and you said there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, on January 17th of next year, there's a movie that's coming out from Universal Pictures called Wolfman. And talk about transformation. As you can imagine, this deals with a werewolf, and you'll see transformation special effects in there that are absolutely phenomenal. I have seen some of the footage. It looks tremendous. So check out Wolfman coming out in 2025. That's January 17th. It's going to be a good one as well.
Okay, now, you said November looks rock'em sock'em at the movies, so let's talk about the November movies.
Yeah, let's start out. We start out with a great film that I think is going to get tremendous critical acclaim. Starting next weekend, not this weekend, is a movie directed by Robert Zemeckis. It stars Tom Hanks. It stars Robin Wright. It's called Here. And it's this generational story about a family, and it all takes place inside one room. You see the family as they go through life, through time, in this one room. It is a tremendous movie, and see that, and the special effects are amazing. They're not calling it AI, they're calling it de-aging special effects, because actually they have to de-age Tom Hanks and Robin Wright to take you through the decades. But looks phenomenal. Check out Here. That's coming out on November 1st.
You know, I saw the preview for that. I saw the trailer. It does look phenomenal. I can't wait to see it.
So that one should be great. And then the next week, we come right on rolling in. The best Christmas pageant ever is being released on November 8th. This is a very popular book. It also was a television movie years ago, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, about a family that everyone thought were kind of, you know, the wrong type of family, a family of misbehaving children. And here they are, basically, in the best Christmas pageant ever. The director of this is Dallas Jenkins, and you'll know Dallas Jenkins because he put together the series The Chosen, and just a great, phenomenal story for people starting off their holiday season. And then another movie that's quite unlike that, and this one is terrifying. It's called Heretic. This is being released by A24, and in this one, Hugh Grant plays a character that's absolutely going to terrorize you. Two religious women come to his door, and all of a sudden a cat and mouse game ensues with him. It's a psychological thriller. It's called Heretic. Just a few minutes of this movie will put you on edge, and the whole movie is tremendous. So this is called Heretic, and it's a thriller. Put it on your list if you enjoy thrillers, because you're really going to enjoy that one. And then there's a couple movies now. The next four movies are what I would call tentpole blockbusters that are going to get us into Thanksgiving and really get us home and headed towards December. And all these four movies will last up on screen until the holiday season, specifically Christmas as well. So the first is Red One. This is a movie about Santa, and it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He is security for Santa. It stars Chris Evans, and it also stars J.K. Simmons as Santa. The whole story on this one is someone has kidnapped Santa, and they need to find him. And unlike a lot of other movies, this is an action-related Christmas movie. So this is an action Christmas movie. It's called Red One. It's going to be a lot of fun at the box office.
And by the way,
check that one out.
I got to say, J.K. Simmons is one of our best actors. He played Milton Berle in Saturday Night, the SNL movie. He looked and acted just like Milton Berle. I wasn't sure that was him, but it was. I looked on the credits at the end. So, yes, great actor. And I did see the trailer for this movie, and it looks really fun.
That one's going to be big. And then we follow up with two movies that are going to release the next week, which is the week before Thanksgiving. And this is both Wicked and Gladiator 2. Wicked is this tremendous musical adaptation from the musical. You're going to enjoy this one. It's got great music to it. It's got great special effects. It is Wicked is the first one. The next one will come out the following year. But let me tell you, people are rushing out to get tickets for Wicked. So plan your nights out for Wicked that first week of release. And then, of course, you have Gladiator 2. Now, Gladiator 2 is, again, directed by Ridley Scott. It is an epic extravaganza on the big screen. It also stars Pedro Pascal and Denzel Washington, and along with Paul Mescal. And I'll tell you, there are scenes in this one that could be some of the best action scenes that you've ever seen on screen. In fact, Ridley Scott said that, and that's saying something. But when you think about gladiators, when you think about epic battles, there's battles that occur both inside and outside of the Colosseum, and they look absolutely tremendous on screen. So be prepared to enjoy Gladiator 2 just as much as you enjoyed Gladiator number 1. And that takes us to our final film in November. Now, Disney this year has had two films that have crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office. The first was Inside Out 2, and the second one was Deadpool. Well, they think they have a third one that's going to push $1 billion to the box office, and that's Moana 2. In fact, early on this summer, everyone thought Moana 2 was the surefire movie to be at least the number one animated movie of the year, and then Inside Out 2 surprised us. So we've got Moana 2. It's got some great songs in it. It's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming back as Maui, but it's been a little while since we've seen Moana on the big screen. Everything looks tremendous on this one, and this looks to be a tremendous family film for the holiday season. And that's just November. We've got more to talk about in December. Let me tell you, it's heating up. You're gonna have to spend some time and plan out your time at the movie theater because there's so much to see that's coming.
And you'll be able to tell us all the secrets that you can't tell us now, right?
I'll be able to tell you that. I've seen several of the movies that I talked to you, and I am very enthusiastic about this November slate, and I'm looking forward to December as well. There's so much going on, and people are going to have, let's just say, a great time at the movies.
Yeah, the movie company says, now you can't tell anybody about these films because we know where you live, Brett. So keep it under wraps. And not even that big mouth Don Rosen. Don't tell him anything either because he'll blab it to everybody. Well, this was great. All right. You're coming to us from Miami today, right?
Yeah, right now I'm down in Miami. Actually, we had a couple conferences. We saw a few films, and we'll keep talking about everything that I've seen. So things are looking good. The cinema industry is on its way up. It's bigger than ever, and make your plans now to see movies with your family this November and throughout the holiday seasons that are coming up.
All right. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Love having you here with us every single Friday morning. Thank you, Brett.
We'll see you, Don. Thanks.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. As the election closes in, former President Donald Trump is ratcheting up the rhetoric on immigration. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns begins our coverage from Arizona.
Hello, Las Vegas.
Campaigning in Las Vegas, former President Donald Trump sounded confident of victory.
We are leading by so much.
Campaigning in Arizona, Trump escalated his own indictment of Vice President Kamala Harris.
Kamala's migrant invasion disqualifies her from even thinking about being